flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anytime I see lights flashing out there, I think, oh, is a fire alarm off? Is there something? And
I've been on the air when that's happened.
And I have had prophecies of me burning alive while doing radio because nobody comes in to tell the radio guys.
Wait, do I also burn alive in this instance?
Yeah.
Like, if you burn alive, I'm probably burning alive, too.
I kind of have to watch you. This is why the prophecies were, I have to watch you go first while I continue to be like, here's why Sam Darnold is the best decision. Ouch, 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 I'm on fire.
This is not a great prophecy.
It's not great. It's not great. It's why I don't prophesize. But all week, we have been getting, like, flashing lights periodically. And it is as distracting as it can possibly be. And so today, it's going off again, and you guys pointed out, I just ignored it because it's just annoys the daylights out of me,
mm-hmm.
that there have been youngish women getting pictures taken in the Halley building all week long. It's by I'm clearing all this up, it's by the same photographer, yes?
Yeah, same guy. Same guy every day.
And I think there's one or two things here.
Okay.
Stripper.
That was everyone's first guess.
Or mail order bride.
That's, I didn't think about that.
There's really only two.
Wait. Where are you ordering this to? That's not real. Like, they come to other countries.
They go both ways.
We're sending people out?
Of course.
I didn't know this was part of the game.
If there is money in it, of course.
I thought they were just coming in. I didn't know there was a. There's like someone in like. Let's just call it Russia.
Sure.
Who's like ordering someone from Pennsylvania and is like, she's coming over tomorrow.
I think so.
I did not know that happens.
Yeah. Yeah,
that bad
this
job
is,
by me,
this
I guess.
Is the, this is the above board trade we got going on
The only
on here.
Thing I know about mail order brides is
it's an
G
import
Bush.
Export.
Whatever that's G what Bush has taught me is the only thing I know.
But I think after seeing it, because she's kind of like in a prom dress, but she's too old to be going to prom. That did not feel great come out.
No, didn't just sound great either. I want you to
but
know
she
that.
She was like, she looked like 25. She didn't look 17. I'm leaning towards the
like if you were playing the carnival game and you're trying to do like the guess the age thing, I would say maybe like 23, 24,
yeah, so,
25.
So here's why I'm leaning
probably
stripper.
Wouldn't be great at that game though.
You know what? Let's go exotic dancer because there might be people driving around with their families. Why I believe it might be a dancer.
Okay.
And I said dancer that exact way specifically. Because the guy taking the pictures looks like the DJ at the club.
That's the number one sell. It's all about the guy taking the photos.
Yeah, he doesn't. This isn't a guy like, all right, say Sweet 16. No. This is a dude who's spinning Motley Crue 3 times an hour for girls named Cinnamon and Harvest and Autumn.
Yeah, the problem I had, it wasn't that they're taking the photos. It's more the idea that when we were trying to assess the situation, him and his henchmen were looking at us like we were the ones in the wrong.
No, I did not see the assistant.
As if we were infringing on them in some sort of way. It's like, no, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
In fairness, it worked. We intimidated them.
I think we did. From like a high distance away, I think we did.
Well, I think we had the high ground, so that helped. And two...
Yeah, well, they can't get to us either.
Two... it was you and Mac, and then Katie walked around.
Oh, she used words I've never heard Katie use.
I didn't know.
I didn't know she had that in her arsenal.
She has two daughters. I didn't know we were using that word with respect and love.
That was wild.
But I think we intimidated them, so we might have just eradicated the problem.
No,
but,
it just happened. It just another light just went off. I said, Mac, did you dump that?
Over,
no,
they moved
I just
over
saw
to the stairwell.
Light.
They moved over to the
All
other
right.
stairwell.
So here's the other reason why it leans into the dancer category. Is this is a free venue to take pictures at. Like, this looks swanky enough.
What are they taking photos for?
For the posters.
Don't you have a club for that?
Well, yeah.
That's the part I can't figure
out.
Yeah,
but there's very few clubs that it's going to look great. Unless you're just doing, like, you choose the backdrop kind of thing.
We're picky about the photos now?
Or maybe it's a book.
As society.
Maybe they got binders full of dancers. I don't know.
We've never been so like, I need high-quality images in order to go to that club.
Calendars?
Yeah, maybe.
Calendars.
That's a, you know,
now
Mac,
we're talking.
That's really, really good.
Now we're talking.
Because you want them to look classy on the calendar, and then you want them to look a little different in person. You know what I'm saying? Mac knows exactly what I'm saying.
Get that ass.
Easy. Talking downtown. Man, I just want you to finish this segment so I can go just badger them with questions.
Yep, nope.
This is not on the
level.
You
would, though. No, you would. You would go down there and be like, hey.
As a matter of fact.
What's your purpose here?
That's how I die.
Oh, yeah,
day I'll ask questions at the wrong time, and it's going to be the wrong questions, and that'll be the end of Nikki Dubs.
Okay. Your boy took a pounding.
I'm just a public servant, okay? I'm out here trying to figure out the truth.
Yeah, no one is asking you to figure out the truth here, though. This is all curiosity here.
It's all curiosity. Curiosity killed the fat radio host. Katie?
I just had to run in. If you want me to go ask them what they're taking pictures for, I am all in. I will go ask them.
I would like that.
Katie, do you need my key fob? Or are you good?
I got it.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Report back to us.
Katie's going to report
BRB,
back.
BRB, everybody.
5:42. We're going to find out.
Okay, I'm excited.
Now, this is going to be under the guise that they actually tell us the truth. But 5:42, we're going to find out whether it's a stripper or mail order.
You have to have a lie ready if this is for a stripper calendar.
They're going to say prom.
You have to have that ready.
There's no 20.
They're not going to prom, by the way. So that would be the most obvious lie of lies.
Well, no, immediately it's one of the two.
Prom in January?
Yeah, homecoming
or something like that.
You were the homecoming king. Yeah. You tell me.
Listen, I know things have changed. 18-year-olds don't have those tattoos, guys. All right?
Some schools.
I don't know. No. The School of Hard Knocks, maybe, but not
the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. That's what the kids call it.
I just saw Katie run across the hall. Okay.
All right,
she's ready.
We're going to get to the bottom of that.
And Katie's so sweet and nice that like they're not going to be mean to her about it.
She can be pushy. Don't let the nice thing. She can be pushy. So real quick. Mail order bride or stripper? Or, sorry, dancer. Which one do you think?
Dancer.
Mac?
I'm still not convinced there's mail order brides here that go other places.
Jake?
So.
I don't even know what to say. I haven't seen it yet.
That's true.
I was the only person that didn't make the walk over to Mac.
You were working.
Okay, so I'm going out on a limb because this is like the plus 50,000, right? I'm going to say in reality, they're going to say, oh, professional pictures, and I'm going to say it's mail order. They're not going to cop to it.
All right, if they say professional photos, then you get the win on that.
I'll take it. I'm fascinated by the On3 report about Jeremiah Smith and a $4.5 million offer.
I like Jeremiah Smith. By the way, I like him quote tweeting somebody that said he's not going to leave Ohio State at all and him doing the 100 emoji. I like that. It was kind of silly of him because I would let people bid for my services.
Yeah, I would maybe do like a question mark emoji or the eyes. Ooh, people cannot handle when an athlete puts eye emojis in a quote tweet to something about them. They're like, oh, what does it mean, right?
Well, the eye emoji might have Oregon up their offer by a ton at that point. But I'm assuming Oregon, by the way.
Also, it's $10 million.
It's always Oregon.
If you're gonna try and get Jeremiah Smith, you think you're going to get his ass out of Columbus for $4.5 million?
Okay.
Nay.
So we're in rare air there, right? Because Caleb Williams' final year at USC was supposed to, they guessed that he made about $10 million. Shador last year, these are all guesses, made about $6.5 million. Are we paying a wide receiver $10 million?
That one, yeah.
I mean, that one, yes. But are we getting to $10 million? Is that what a wide receiver's value is?
No.
NIL market?
That's what wide receiver is.
I mean, because like, you'd be paying him as if he's the greatest player in college football, which he might be.
I mean, he just turned Will Howard into a top 50 pick, I think.
You'd be paying him like he's the greatest player in college football, but he might
be. Holy water.
Well, Michigan just paid the number one quarterback $10 million for 4 years of services, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a combo platter right there. Like, yep. That was we got you all in one swoop, and that was the most anybody would pay.
Which, by the way, don't accept that offer.
This is $10 million, and oh, by the way, whatever number you agree to, you then have to match the following year as well.
Oh no!
So really, it's not just a $10 million commitment.
It's a series of 1 year deals.
Yeah.
If he goes out there in tops what he did this year, and he goes to USC, and he's even better. No, a year from now, it's $12 million or it's $13 million. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think the quarterback market, there's going to be no ceiling to it. I do think we're going to get a ceiling on the other positions.
To a degree, right? I agree with you. But if a guy like – and by the way, Jeremiah Smith should do this. Because in the end, we can laugh about this and we can speculate. Because if somebody comes and says, all right, $15 million for Jeremiah, Ohio State's going to go, well, I guess we got to find $15 million. There's no way you're not going to let Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, no, you'd be labeled the poorest of poor schools to ever exist.
And you just don't, you've got the money. You don't need to.
You've got the money.
But so we can laugh about this and have fun because there's no way it's going to happen. However, when you have singular players that come in as freshmen, yeah, I think that those are the guys that change the paradigm.
All right, if you're playing hardball, though, what's the number? If let's say Oregon offers Jeremiah Smith $10 million and Ohio State's like, we can't budge, $7 million as far as we go, that's our final offer. The difference of $3 million, do you go to Oregon?
Yeah. Yes,
because,
you should.
Because you're building up an all-time legacy thing at Ohio State there.
Yeah, you can build that anywhere.
No, you can, but if you're the wide receiver that goes Ohio State, then Oregon, and then plays at LSU in three different schools in 3 years, even if you win three titles, at the end of it, you're just a nomad.
Why does he care about that?
For the difference for $3 million?
$3 million from this year. What about the next offer? What if the next offer is another $3 million?
But I'm trying to figure out the difference there where he says, Ohio State, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. It's the difference there is too great.
It could be $100,000. He should do, and he won't, and he seems like a really good, loyal kid. But the more these kids start to think as young businessmen, the better. And it's not just the better for their bank accounts. The more they start to understand the true value of themselves, the better for them. Because they're having to learn these lessons financial lessons.
Well, all you're doing is teaching them that jobs in reality are...
Yes.
You know.
That this is all a farce.
You're there to make money.
You shouldn't have loyalty to jobs.
Thank you, Odyssey.
Loyalty is decided by whoever has the...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power, right? Like our jobs, the real loyalty is decided not by you and me, but it's by our company.
Well, then what's the line in Succession? A man is only as loyal as his options.
And so specific to these young players, like You have more player. You have no more power now than you will when you go into the NFL, where you're going to have a binding contract. So in this gray area with this no man, and listen, at some point the no man land's going to end. It will. At some point, the well's not going to dry up, but they're going to find a way to repurpose this money, because we only hate socialism and sharing money when it involves young people getting it and young poorer athletes or people from poorer backgrounds. That's the only time where all of a sudden socialism and restricting cash flow is a bad thing, by the way. But so this is it will dry up. So Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams of Alabama, go out there. And here's the thing. One injury, it could all be over. One injury, it could all be over. So go bilk that. Or one bad season. Or Jeremiah Smith could come out and have an issue and all of a sudden just become a lesser football player.
Yeah, he's not going to look at it that way.
Well, but that's, you have to think like a businessman. So if somebody's offering you anything over than $500,000 more, go. Do what's right for you. Because those same people...
Well, I don't think, by the way, I don't think fans would have a bad reaction to Jeremiah Smith here. If all of a sudden...
Oh, they would. They'd melt out.
No. If Oregon won because they outbid, they'd be wondering, why is our collective so poor? Why did our collective not get the money raised? I don't think it would fall back on him at all.
I think that's a good point. I think a fair amount of people would do that. There would still be people who would also find time to vilify him.
Well, there's enough people that if I say the sky is blue, they're going to disagree.
And here's the thing. It's a people who continue, and it's the try-hard, die-hards.
This is the Myles Garrett discussion in a nutshell.
How much would you pay Myles?
No, not from the perspective of how valuable is it to be on one team your entire career? How valuable is it to then? From Jeremiah Smith's standpoint, he has already won a national title,
mm-hmm.
and if he stays at Ohio State for the next 3 years, even if it ends up costing him a little bit of money, being known as an Ohio State receiver and one of the all-time great Ohio State receivers, that does mean something, I would imagine, to someone as loyal as him throughout his entire career in the long run.
10 years from now, when Ohio State celebrates the 10th anniversary of this, whether he finished his career at Ohio State or whether he went to Oregon and then LSU, they're still going to want him back. They will.
Well, yeah, but it's different if they've won 3 titles in 3 years and he's the guy, as opposed to 1 title and then he goes off to Oregon and then goes to LSU.
Yeah, well, but they're still going to invite him back no matter what he does after this.
Well, for sure. He's a legend. He's a legend
and
already.
And he'll still be... We saw... I mean, Joe Burrow played, 5 snaps for Ohio State? He went to LSU, won a national championship, and all of a sudden...
he went on to do great things.
Well, yeah, but that's...
We always bring back the ones that did great things.
Well, yeah, but Quinn Ewers, Ohio State quarterback. Not really. But you still claim him.
Yeah, they don't claim Quinn the same way they do Joe.
Yeah, there's a slight difference. They still claim him.
I don't even know about that. I mean, yeah, I don't see many people be like, Quinn Ewers is our guy.
All right.
Joe at least graduated from Ohio State.
I don't think people care. I think people when greatness can be associated to your school, people who love college football and that's their thing, they're the craziest.
Right, but now we're back on the people side
of
things. The people don't make the decision. Jeremiah Smith makes the decision. Uh-huh. What is cooler for him, winning 3 titles in 3 years at Ohio State and being an all-time Ohio State legend wide receiver, or winning 1 title with Ohio State and then go taking the bag at Oregon, taking the bag at LSU, and you're just, hey, great year. You were awesome with Will Howard,
He can still win the national championship at both places,
Of course he can. We're playing out the hypothetical, though. In his mind, if he chooses Ohio State, he's winning the next 3 years and he's becoming...
What if he's choosing between winning 3 straight at Ohio State and making $5 million less over the next 2 years?
Let's even say 3 titles in 3 different spots.
Exactly. I'll take the 3 different titles in 3 different spots and the $5 million extra or $3 million extra.
For someone that thinks he's going to make $35 million a year when he goes to the NFL and make that Justin Jefferson money,
find me the millionaire.
I don't know that he's going to look at it that way.
Find me the millionaire who says, I'll take 2 less million, please.
Two less million when you're going to one day be worth potentially 200 plus million?
Yeah. Did Jeff Bezos ever said, you know what? This next round's on me because I think 5 years from now I'll be worth 12 billion more. No. That billionaires want more billions. Millionaires want more millions. That's how this is made. And by the way, the difference there is players have a finite time to earn this kind of money, whether it's in college or the pros. 216-474-0092. If Jeremiah Smith hit the open market, what's the number? What is the amount of money? And we'll get the update on this this picture issue going on. Seems like a real, like we might have to get involved Johnny Law here at 5:44 on 92.3 The Fan.